Hello, this is Mace Haroff for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. You know, salespeople often walk around parroting cliches. One you may have heard during your career is, you need to be proactive instead of reactive. Today, I want to talk to you about being proactive at a juncture in history that is marking the biggest change in the U.S. healthcare system. And if you sell to healthcare, which I assume you do because you're listening to this, it affects you. Let's face it, with the presidential election of 2012 behind us and President Obama elected to another term, one thing is certain. The Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as it has been called, is a done deal. And again, this isn't political. But if you sell to healthcare, you have to recognize you're affected. What is one of the main objectives of affordable care, the Affordable Care Act? Well, it's to make healthcare affordable. That means to contain costs. And you probably guessed it. This represents an opportunity for you. An opportunity to gain business, cement your business, or an opportunity to lose business. What will be key to determining this is how proactive you are now. When I'm delivering keynotes and seminars around the country, I often hear sales managers and sales reps talking about the need to develop relationships within the hospital that include non-clinical personnel. Now, in the past, sales reps rarely called on anyone other than clinical decision makers unless there was an issue that needed to be addressed, such as clearing up a problem in accounts payable or getting a purchase order from materials management. Starting in 2014, which is just next year, folks, healthcare is going to become available to millions of people who are currently uninsured. So you might be thinking, well, great, 2014, I don't have to worry about it for another year. Wrong. You needed to be worrying about it last year and the year before. But if you haven't already been proactive, now is the time to become proactive. Talk to your clinical customers. Find out what their concerns are about the Affordable Care Act. How do they think it will affect them? What are they hearing in the hospital about what will be changing with respect to delivering patient care? What is going to be changing with respect to buying supplies and services? And who are they hearing this from? And find out who you need to know in the hospital who is going to be driving and participating in the decisions that affect the purchase of whatever it is that you sell. And then go and have a conversation with these people. Find out what their concerns are. What expectations do they have of vendors that they are willing to buy from in the future? Ask how you can help them to align with the mandates that they are being handed. Look, you know you're going to be addressing the price issue. Sure, you can wait until they bring it up at some later date after your competitors have already met and talked to the CEO, the CFO, the CIO, and you go, uh-oh, which you will say, by the way, because by then it might be too late. You do know how to talk about price, right? And of course, you can handle pricing objections with ease, right? Or is your plan to just bend over and drop your pants as you drop your price? Graphic, I know, and it might even be a little bit disgusting to you, but I say it to make a point. The point is, if you're not proactive now, it's going to cost you later. Sure, you may have to lower your price even after you expand value and find ways to cement relationships with your customers, but you'll lower it less if you do something now, and you might even be in a position to maintain and even increase pricing when you start now to uncover the information that provides opportunities to solve your customers' biggest problems that are going to get worse for them, as well as for you, because of the changes they're facing in a new era of healthcare. You have a choice. You can be proactive, or you can bury your head in the sand and put your business at risk. Learn how to have business conversations with the chief executive officers in your account. And by the way, note that these are not product conversations. Learn how to have business conversations with your clinical customers, such as doctors and nurses and therapists. Learn how to identify and have appropriate conversations with the stakeholders who are currently managing your income. Don't laugh. I say currently because they are right now making decisions today that will impact your paycheck by next year or sooner. If you want to discuss how to implement the sales process and ensures your salespeople are having the right conversations with the right customers, call me or tell your sales manager to call me. My number is 561-333-8080. Again, 561-333-8080. This is serious stuff. You've been warned. It's time to be proactive before you find yourself being reactive and find that it's too late to do anything but try to be retroactive, which doesn't work. This is Mace Haroff. Thank you for joining me this week on the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. And remember, as you move forward in your medical sales career, whatever you do, the patient always comes first. Go out there and sell something and make a difference. I'll talk to you soon.